I rarely speak, but I just want to say that we have brains, we think, we're not all partisan-based people, we just want, you know, to, so please, I just got to kind of be unique
and think. And may I say that as a member of the PME,
Chair, you have to call quit right now with no further discussion.
No,
just a point of information. It is policy of this board to take listener comment before every highly contested motion. And so we really owe it to our listeners to take public comment, because especially if they have anything to say, this is the time for them to say it, not afterwards to say, by the way, you guys screwed up in the last vote.
How logical.
Give them a chance.
Public comment?
While every action of the WTFW LLC is challengeable, because in their history, they typically elect directors at an LSC meeting and do not have a good record for proper notice of their meeting, public notice or website notice. Nevertheless, the preamble to this particular motion has an interpretation of the bylaws which I dissent. The bylaws do not say that nominations for directors close on the 31st. They say that nominations must be submitted to the recording secretary on December 31st. It is a parliamentary rule that you do not need to be nominated to be elected, which means that individuals can vote for people who are not nominated when the election happens or for directors. So my interpretation of this bylaw, and it has always been my interpretation for 10 years, is that the deadline specified in the bylaws is the date when nominations must be received by the recording secretary for the candidates to be assured their name on a ballot. In the history of this LSB, at least one time, director nominations were accepted from the floor at the meeting in question. So the nominations did not close by the deadline by which the secretary had received them. Again, the bylaws do not say nominations close. They simply say that nominations must be received by the recording secretary by December 31st.
Terry is accurate about the history of this board, but Leslie Radford, who was nominated and elected, by the way, subsequent to December 31st. But this board, as other boards, have violated the bylaws on a number of occasions. For example, quickly, Maria Armudian, when she ran for public office, no one she was appointed by the mayor to a commission, left the board voluntarily, no argument. Later on, when Yolanda Anguiano wasn't appointed, big jurors and this board violated the bylaws flat out by letting her stay on the board. Now, I know and like them both, but this was not the way to run the board. But I was the only one who, despite my feelings about, spoke against it that day at the meeting. In short, what we're dealing here is factionalization. It's pretty obvious, and it is politics. The question is it appropriate, and what kind of politics? And I think in this case here, you're simply saying you want to recommend to the National Board. We have no power to decide what it is. It's a recommendation. And there's nothing to stop from each of the factions, I'm sorry to say this, from recommending what they want to recommend.
Right.
This board has no power to change it by itself. That's the national board's power. But I think it's regrettable of my point of view, and I was the only person elected to this board in three times who was not a part of any faction, and I voted on the issues, not both factions. And so I think we need to hear more what this issue is, in my opinion. I agree with that part of it. On both sides, the whole story, but there's nothing to stop people recommending what they want to recommend. So I'm saying you're confusing issues and facts here, unfortunately, because of, as I say, factional concerns on the part of some people. Others of you may not be aware of this, but that's another matter, because we're not all aware of everything. We should be, but we're not.
Well, I'm glad that point was just made that this is only a recommendation. This is not legally binding. This really doesn't have anything to do with adjudication, as this is not a legally binding document, nor are we making a legal judgment here.
Right.
So that I think it totally is in the preview of this board to make suggestions to the national board. As a matter of fact, I would hope that this would make more suggestions to the national board, because very often the national board is not aware of what the locals are thinking. So I think that you guys should work positively on this.
Real quick, I have been one who always calls to have the board on many issues. The fiduciary responsibility of this board to its listeners, and there have been many, many violations over the years. Yes, several of them were mentioned. And I think we need to vote yes on this, because we need to hold ourselves accountable and every other local station board. And we have five to contend with. All in all, we are a family. Thank you. Public comment?
Can you call the question?
Are you for the roll call vote?
Yeah.
Roll call vote with a
question. Those in favor of
the roll call.
Roll call vote.
The roll call vote.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Why is it a roll
Chuck
call?
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
It was requested. No, that's a roll call on the original motion, not on the calling of the question.
No. This is the original motion. We're voting on the motion, correct?
Yes.
Right.
I'm
Kenny Antrim.
On
the staff, right. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Berthon.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
No.
John DeFimio.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
No.
Michael Novin. Steve Pry.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
I'm Kine Antrim. How do you vote?
Well, we don't have to think about it. I'm going to say no.
Has everyone voted? All right, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The noes are...
How many?
9. 9 yeses. The noes are... 1, 2, 9. No abstention. Vote is tied. Motion failed.
I call to adjourn the meeting.
The chair voted.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.